All right, I'm recording. We'll do a moment of silence. Once you stop moving, this is taking forever. Okay, and you're still moving. Okay, don't.
Well, you're talking through the whole thing. You blame.
Well, that defeats the purpose of it.
Now it's time for prizes inside.
So we did it in warm-ups. Do you want to introduce us this time?
Oh, okay. What do you say? What do you start with?
I say.
Oh, I got it.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. This is... What do you do?
I say, hi, everybody. Welcome once again, President Sepak.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Well, I shouldn't do the exact same words.
You can, yeah, you can just let it flow out.
Sup, our pippers. Oh. We're back for another episode of Prizes Inside.
Pip for short.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Billy.
And that was a weird twist on our usual intro just for the sake of doing it, see how it felt. It felt very weird.
You know,
I'm a creature of habit, and it felt off the whole
time. You know,
time.
It was funny because you opened, I think, in an intentionally
I panicked.
Off-putting way.
I panicked.
But the thing that I found most unsettling was that you said your name. You said, I'm Jeff first,
mm-hmm.
and then I said, I'm Billy. That was the weirdest part for
me. All of it felt wrong.
That's when it clicked into place that we were not doing it normally.
Yeah, it I don't know. I don't know if most shows ever tried different intros or whatever, but it sets the tone. It kind of gets me like my in the zone, in the podcast zen state. Where I'm ready to just ramble for
hours
an hour
and
plus.
Hours and hours.
God, I know. But yeah, so now I'm thrown askew here, but I'll get back on track.
Yeah.
So today is not Easter, but this is the Easter episode.
It might come out on Easter.
Yeah, we'll either do it on Saturday or Sunday, probably just to tie it in. But it's all Easter stuff. I'm excited for the lineup. At first, there wasn't much, but then Frankfurt came through with some stuff, and then you found some other stuff from Brock's. So we've got a nice lineup. I think it'll be a fun, treat-filled day.
That's the hope. So tell us about what we're going
to
be eating.
Well, we've got not one, but two bags of jelly beans to get through. A nice marshmallow candy bunny to
is that the
take
Frankfurt
a bite out of.
I did not say it.
Yep.
It says Kellogg's.
Well, it's Kellogg's Frankfurt. Frankfurt made it, but like Kellogg's is, you know.
Taking the credit.
Well, they're part of it. Yeah, they kind of get the top branding there.
Huh.
And then we have the Pepsi Peeps crossover drink, which is not called Peepsy for some reason.
Yeah, we'll talk about it when we get there.
Yeah, well, we're going to have a whole rant about that. And then last but not least, we have a milkshake kit from Peeps that I think is actually made from Frankfurt, but is the Peeps branded drink. It's a milkshake, a marshmallow flavored milkshake drink that we're going to make and then try immediately.
We're going to make it live on the air.
Well, I mean,
to be edited and
released. Yeah, it'll be made live, but a lot of that will be cut out because you probably don't want to hear us just in the kitchen and the blender sounds and all that. But it should be a fun time. It's a very sweet episode. A lot of sweet treats.
Well, it's Easter. I mean,
that's true. That is really the name of the game when it comes to
sweets. Or, you know, lamb chops, I guess, are the traditional Easter foods.
Or ham? Is ham Easter-y?
I think so. I think ham fits basically any holiday.
I like ham, but it's very
I love
hit or miss. It's got to be, I don't like it. I don't know. I don't like it.
Because there's like cheap ham. That's
right.
But if you get real good, like not crispy, but like a little dry on the outside, but juicy in the middle.
I like them
sugar
softer.
Cured.
Oh, man. Anyway, we're not having ham today.
Yeah, we're not
so let's
having
not, let's
ham.
Not, get lost
we're not
in
having
the woods.
Anything savory, even.
Yeah.
We're as far away from ham as you can get.
So we're going to start with the jelly beans. We're not going to dilly-dally because we have a lot to get through. Which one do you want to go with first? I was going to suggest the Welch's because it's the most normal,
yeah,
I think, of all the stuff we have. So, okay, this, I don't think there's any press release. Let me check real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to Google. No, this is a Frankfurt product. I forgot.
Did they?
Brock's. The only thing that's not Frankfurt is the Brock's.
Are we certain?
Jelly beans. Yeah. It's not in this lineup here. And the Pepsi Peeps. Everything else is, because it's all in the same press release. I forgot about that. Okay. So we've got Welch's jelly beans made with apple juice concentrate. So.
What percent juice?
We can see the ingredient panel for details. I don't even know if it says.
Well, it must be pretty low then.
It is the, let's see, 1, 2, 3, It's the fourth ingredient on the list.
What's it behind?
It is behind sugar, corn syrup, and modified cornstarch. After that is concentrated apple juice.
So are they all, what's the fifth one? What about this? So apple is one of the flavors.
Yeah.
But surely they can't all be apple juice.
But they have all apple juice. I think they all have apple juice in it, yeah.
Oh, just as the base.
Mm-hmm. Natural and artificial flavors after that.
Of course.
Some acids and all that, oils and all that. So, but the flavors are Concord grape, strawberry, white grape, peach, raspberry, and orange. Sounds like a nice little fruit cocktail.
Yeah.
But we have a press release, and I'll kind of do a piecemeal as we get to each item, because we have multiple items from the same press release here.
Yeah.
So, this was in February. They announced some Peeps treats and two Kellogg's Rice Krispies-inspired candy items. I felt like there was some redundancy, so we just picked ones that were a little more unique. Here's a quote. People not only love to give and receive candy at Easter, but they also look forward to trying new items each year, especially when they involve favorite brands, said Molly Jacobson. You're not going to get this one. I'm just going to go ahead with it. Director of Business Development at Frankford Candy.
I would not.
Yeah.
I was going to pretend like I would have, like it was going to be my next guest.
But yeah. In addition to returning Easter favorites like our chocolate Easter rabbits, chocolate eggs, and jelly beans, we are now rolling out our new Peeps-inspired treats and new Kellogg's Rice Krispie candy that are sure to delight fans of these beloved brands. So there's the Peeps milkshake kit. We'll talk about that later. There was a Flower Power Bunny gift set that was more of an item that just had some...
Sounds like it had activities.
Yeah, and it included some Peeps. Also a race car driver bunny gift set, same thing. And also the Rice Krispies items. There was the Kellogg's Rice Krispie candy eggs and the Rice Krispie marshmallow candy rabbit. The eggs reminded me of what we tried last year, where they were like either chocolate or milk chocolate marshmallow.
Yeah.
I felt like those would be very standard. There were some other items. Oh, actually, never mind. Wait, hold on. Here's a funny thing. We had an Easter item already, and we didn't know it. So, it said, Frankfurt fans can also find returning top-selling Easter candy to fill their baskets this year, including the Rice Krispies Milk Chocolate Rabbit, Welch's Jelly Beans, which are a returning one I didn't know about, but we know about it this year, Krabby Patties Mix, which I may have, actually, on hand.
The jelly one? Or just...
Well, it says gummy burgers, and they're...
Oh, yeah.
I think I have those here.
I feel like I see those...
But they're out of season usually, too.
Yeah.
But maybe they're like popular... Maybe they're a popular item...
Probably, yeah.
...during this time
of year. Or maybe there's like a special themed one.
But. And then Dunkin' Iced Coffee Flavored Jelly Beans.
But I thought those were... I got them because they were in the Valentine's Day seasonal.
But we tried French vanilla, caramel latte, butter pecan, toasted coconut, and hazelnut, correct?
Well, look at that. It's Easter all year round. As long as it's, you know,
well, middle of February. It's kind of like saying like a Hershey chocolate bar is an Easter item. Like, sure, but you get that all the time.
You could. It's like ham. You could put it on any holiday you want.
Mm-hmm.
And it fits.
So,
It's not Christmas. Christmas, I feel like you'd probably have to be... Mint.
Peppermint, yeah. That's always a big one for Christmas.
And I guess couldn't be Thanksgiving either, because then I'd probably have a pumpkin latte thing. Well, never mind. I guess it's a first half of the year, any holiday.
But still, there's still some overlap there.
Yeah.
The rest of it's just, you know, about each company, blah, blah, blah. So
yeah,
we're good there. All right, so we'll dive into the Welch's jelly beans first. Funny story, I don't know which flavor is which outside of...
I assume we'll be able to tell the difference between... Raspberry and peach.
I would assume so.
White grape and Concord grape might be a...
Those are the two. I'm not sure which is which, but we'll be able to tell once we try.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4. I have 5 colors. Yeah.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I have a purple. I have a yellow.
Mm-hmm.
I have an orange.
Mm-hmm.
I have a red.
Mm-hmm.
I have a pink.
Do I have a pink?
Yeah, I think there's... I see.
Okay, yeah, I do. The lighting's not... Okay. All right, so yeah. We'll just go left to right from the back here of the list. So Concord grape, I'm assuming, is the dark...
That's gotta be the purple one.
Okay, so let's try that.
I think that was an interesting choice.
How come?
So they went with... And it makes sense, they're Welsh's, right? But they went with the grape juice flavor.
Yeah.
Rather than the grape flavor. Because I had grapes just yesterday.
Oh, no. Yeah, these are not
they
grapes
were,
like
sweet...
Yeah.
Grapes. These, I put one in my mouth. The first one, I was, you know, I pinched my face up because it was kind of sour.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I really liked it because I don't know if you ever had it, and I don't know if they still make it. Welch's used to have grape soda for a long time. I drank that, I remember, as a teenager a lot. I was addicted to that.
I loved grape soda. I don't think it was Welsh's, though.
It was really good. And it reminded me a lot of that grape they went for in that soda. So I'm a big fan. But I could see how it wouldn't be, like, somebody's favorite. Or if you're looking for a certain grape, it may not be the one you want. But it does say Concord grape. So yeah, I think
and it's Welsh's addresses brand. Itself. I think you know what you're going for.
I'm going to give it a 4.5. I really liked it. I'm a big grape person. Also, just a disclaimer, when it's grape, I'm usually going to bump it up automatically because I love grape-flavored stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to go 3.5 because it was good. I think it was capturing the Welsh's feel. I think it was tart enough that I don't think I would want to just eat a big old handful of them. But
which is not the same thing as sour, as our friends and I debated a few weeks ago. But that's a story for another time.
I don't remember what side you were on, but they're different.
They're different, yeah.
I think they're absolutely different.
Yeah, but it was a whole thing.
Because this was not sour.
No.
But it was tart.
Exactly.
Yeah.
for those who are listening who were there, I hope you enjoy that little shout out.
If you disagree.
Yeah, let us know in the comments.
Yeah. Yeah. There we go. We'll create controversy.
Stir that pot. So next we have strawberry, which...
Probably the pink one.
I would agree, because I imagine raspberry is probably...
Oh, wait.
I'm assuming raspberry is the darker red.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. So we'll try the strawberry one, which is, I think, pink.
Or maybe raspberry.
We'll know pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, strawberry. Right? Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to have a red one because I'm not 100%.
Well, hold on. I think it's like strawberry, and this is going to sound weird, but it tastes much pinker than usual strawberry.
I disagree. I think this tastes less pink.
Really?
I think I know what you mean. Well, apparently I don't. Apparently our imaginations of pink taste different.
It's given me the strawberry pink energy.
This feels harsher than pink strawberry to me.
Boy, we're just not done.
This feels like... Like, if it were an actual strawberry, it tastes less red, I'll grant you. But in terms of candy strawberry colors, to me, pink is a softer strawberry.
I thought it was good. I didn't get that harshness. So, okay, well, let's not get into the red one, because I feel like it'll taint our impressions. Regardless of what it's supposed to be, what would you rate it?
If this is strawberry, I don't think I liked it.
Really?
This is not the type of strawberry that I want in a candy.
See, I'm giving it a 4 because this is the kind of strawberry I do want in a candy.
You're not stupid.
So what are you rating it, though?
2.5.
2.5? Don't call me stupid. It's an opinion. It's subjective.
No.
No. Anyway. All right. Let's try the red one.
It's out of order.
Well, it is out of order, but now we've got to know. Yeah. So let's do the red one. And this is, assuming that we're right, it's raspberry.
I hope it's clearly strawberry.
And then we're just thrown. But the other one didn't taste like raspberry to me.
I don't know.
We'll find out.
Yeah, this one's red brown.
Yeah.
I feel the opposite of how I did the strawberry. See, the strawberry candy to me should be a nice soft. It should be like a little a cotton ball of strawberry on your tongue. But this raspberry, it's got some raspberry tang without the raspberry like.
I like the tartness of it.
Yeah, but it's subtle. It's not a lot. It's not as tart as the Concord.
I thought it was a little more tart. I'm not even trying to be. You know, conflicting here, but I really do think it's more tart than the grape. But it was pretty good. I'm going to give that a 4, too. Honestly, all of these I've really enjoyed so far. I'm a big fan of this bag. Boy, you're not feeling it at all.
No, I liked this one. Oh. But I'm not getting like that. I just had another one, and I didn't get like any tartness.
Are you okay?
Let me try a grape again.
Also, based on the distribution, it feels like the white grape and the... The orange are more prevalent, at least from what I poured from my fill. They always do that. They always like pick the like least popular flavor and then make it like the standard or default. How'd round two go?
Maybe I'm just losing tart sensitivity.
Maybe.
Anyway, I really like the raspberry one.
Okay.
I'm gonna give that one a 4.
Nice. Okay. Well,
what'd you rate the raspberry?
Huh?
What'd you rate the raspberry?
4.
What's next?
So we'll just do white grape peach.
White grape's probably the yellow one.
Yeah.
So now these two, before we get into them, white grape was always my least favorite juice, and I just don't like peaches. So I think we'll see how these go.
White grape, I don't know. I don't. I've not had much experience with it, so I don't have really a strong opinion on it. So it'll just depend on how this comes together.
It doesn't taste like the juice does, but This is actually a flavor. I've tasted this before. I don't remember in what. It was some kind of candy. But it was a candy that I can tell you I did not like.
It's definitely straightforward with the peach part of it. I feel like I tasted more peach than anything. But it almost...
Wait, that was peach?
White grape peach.
Oh, it's... Oh, I see, I see. Well, that explains why I didn't like this.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Because this is everything. I thought peach and white grape were two separate flavors, so I was talking no, about...
No. White grape peach is... I'd give it a 3. I liked it, but yeah, peach is not... Like, if it can be fine in a mix of stuff, but I wouldn't, like, single it out. But it almost kind of gave me mango vibes in a weird way.
Yeah, it was close.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a... I think a 2.25 on personal preference, but I mean, someone else might like it more. I just, it's not
your mileage may vary, but it's really based on how much you like peach.
Yeah, specifically the Welsh's.
I wouldn't pick it out. Like, if I'm having some, I'm not going to avoid it. Like, I'll eat them.
Yeah, none of these are as bad as
I would probably separate them more to make sure I don't mix them in accidentally with something else, though. Okay, so now we have one left, and that's just orange.
I think this one will be good.
Yeah. what is there to say about orange, you know? That was pretty good. I like that one.
Yeah.
It's. I don't know how much you can go on about orange. If everybody's had an orange, you know what an orange tastes like. This is orange. It feels very authentic.
Yeah, that's what I would say about
it. It's not like orange soda orange. It's much more like fruit orange.
It's trying to be real orange. And that's what I would say about all of these.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to capture the flavor of the fruit itself rather than the candy variety, which you may like more or less depending on how you feel about it. They're also... Specifically, the Welsh's flavor of all these fruits.
Right.
It's not like the universal. Like, the strawberries can be more or less ripe and
you know,
all those types of things. But if you like the Welsh's version of any of these flavors, I think you're going to like the jelly beans. It's the juice in a chewable form.
I mean, obviously, it's not healthy because it's a jelly bean.
It's pure sugar.
But it feels healthier eating it, if that makes sense.
Sugar, cornstarch, and corn syrup or whatever.
You're not here for a healthy time. What would you rate the orange flavor?
I think I'm going to give it a 4 overall.
Same. And I think, actually, because I had a 3.5 and I had a 4.5, so I think basically everything for me averages out to 4, which I'm very okay with because I would rate the whole bag a 4. I think it's a really a good collection, tasty assortment of fruit flavors, and I appreciate that it's going for a more authentic experience instead of just like, you know, when you say purple is a flavor... You know what purple is. But this is actually trying to be grape.
I know I had some lower rated ones. I'm also going to give the bag a 4 because I could see a time when I'm in the mood for all of these flavors except maybe the white grape peach one. And again, like you said, if you like the fruit or the Welsh's juice, this is right up your alley. You are their market.
Yeah. Well, good job, Welsh's and Frankfurt. You know, it's funny. I don't know how the Brock's bag will be, but I feel like Frankfurt, with their jelly beans... Well, no, I take it back. They did the Dunkin's. Never mind. I was going to say something like very
I like
positive.
I did. It was interesting about the Dunkin's after because we split all the candies that we had.
Yeah. I think I just gave you the whole bag because you bought it. I didn't want any anyway.
But I shared it with some other of our friends, most of whom like coffee to some level. They didn't like them either.
Oh,
but
really?
I don't like coffee. Like, I never drink coffee. It's nasty. But I actually kind of like that bag. I think they did a good job with it.
Well, now I'm a little unsure of who would enjoy it. Because when I had it, I was like, well, this isn't for me. But if you like coffee, I would have
given it a thumbs up. I thought that it would be candy for them. I mean, I wouldn't have guessed that I would be the market for it. And, like, I'm not going to go seek them out.
Right.
But, like, for context, the other Dunkin' thing that we had, the chocolate things that were filled with some stuff... Those are still on the counter. I don't think I've had another one. I didn't really like
them. I like those way more.
You can have ours, I think, if you
want. Next time I'm over, I'll just have some when we're hanging out or
because
something.
Because those... I don't think I like Frankfurt's chocolate.
I do. Recipe. I do. That's the thing is, I do. It just depends on what else they're doing with it. So.
But they're jelly beans.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on. Let's do a world tour for our next item.
Not a food truck tour.
No. God.
God, but...
So Billy's opening the bag. That was very.
They had a little tab.
Oh, did it? Yeah. Nice.
That's Brock's for you.
All right. Ugh.
Well, so the colors are one thing, but I think especially after following up the Bean Boozled experience, but the flavors themselves are going to be, I think, perfectly acceptable.
Okay, so we've got a press release. This is for Brock's Desserts of the World. They've got like some cute bunnies on the bag with different famous.
Statue
of Landmarks, Liberty. Statue of Liberty, Eiffel Tower, Main Tower of Pisa, things like that. And basically it's just saying, you know, for a limited time, you can try the first ever globally inspired jelly beans.
The first ones ever in the history of the world.
Surely. I'm sure that tracks. The flavors include chocolate, macaron, strawberry, mochi? Strawberry mochi?
Do you don't like mochi?
Eh, I don't know about strawberry mochi is a thing.
Interesting.
Churro. Churro is always, oh God, it's going to be churro, like from last year.
Probably. Churro is one of the good ones in the food truck bag.
Apple pie, which, why throw in the most normal, and lemon sorbet. Because
it's worldwide, but what's more international than apple pie?
So yeah, those are the flavors. here's the press release. I'll try and get through it pretty quick. Like budding leaves on trees, Brock's jelly beans signal an anticipated seasonal transition. I love how flowery that is. And spark traditions with loved ones. Iconic for their tasty flavors and chewy textures, Brock's jelly beans offer families and friends an easy way to celebrate special occasions together, whether it's through decorating, filling eggs, or building springtime baskets.
So I have to say, maybe my...
Brock's doesn't make me nostalgic for my childhood or anything, I gotta say.
My family might be doing it wrong, but... When we do Easter baskets, or when we did Easter baskets, it was just...
Mostly chocolate.
Well, there was chocolate. We had jelly beans, so there was a basket with a little grass in it.
Yeah.
And then there was chocolate, and then just jelly beans dumped in there. But it wasn't like, you know, we were sitting around the fireplace, the heralding springtime.
Right.
The last frost of the year.
The first butterfly of the season flies by. Yeah.
Huddled together, passing around our bowl of Brock's jelly beans. Like... really need to.
That's just
brand these press new, releases are absurd. Every time we do one, I think how ridiculous they are.
Okay, we've got a quote here. Beloved for generations, Brock's jelly beans have played a distinct role in the brand's nearly 120-year-long legacy of inspiring meaningful connection throughout the seasons with classic favorites. Okay, pretty bog standard. This was said by Lauren Holtz Pezza. What do you think their title is?
They're a senior brand manager.
Director of Brock's and seasonal marketing at Ferrara Candy Company.
Wait, Brock's is owned by Ferrara?
Apparently.
What's Ferrara?
I don't know.
What other brands are in the Ferrara umbrella? I hope it just all leads back to Mondelez.
Brands, here we go. Oh, wow. Nerds, Sweet Tarts, Laffy Taffy, Now and Later... Brock's candy corn, all the Brock stuff.
Oh, Fun Dip, Lemonheads.
Lemonhead, Runts, Red Hots.
Oh, wow.
The Zebra Fruit Stripes, Pixie Sticks.
Gobstoppers.
Yeah.
This is quite a lineup.
So there you go. Yeah. Oh, here you go. Here's like all the specific brands and stuff. Gobstoppers, Funnables. Some of these I haven't heard of. I've never heard of Stretch Island.
I haven't either.
Atomic Fireball. I haven't seen Atomic Fireballs in stores forever.
I used to love those.
Those are a big thing when I was a kid. Black Forest, real juicy, and real good. Anyway, they definitely have quite a few brands under their umbrella.
Yeah, good for them.
Let's see, where's that at?
And of course, most iconic of all, Brock's Jelly Beans.
One of the most iconic. Where the heck did it go? What have you done? I can't... Okay, there we go. No?
What have I done? They're your tabs.
I know, I was blaming you, though, for making me look something up, but where did I put that? Oh, here we go. The quote continues. We're constantly reviewing emerging flavors and cultural trends. More than ever, consumers are focused on making memories together over adventurous flavors and experiences. And we're excited for our new Desserts of the World jelly beans to help satisfy those international cravings in a stress-free way this season. You know, nothing gets me more stressed than trying to find international flavors to celebrate for Easter.
What does that even mean? They're like, I want to try...
Where's my churro-flavored jelly beans? Oh, thank God they have something.
I want Tex-Mex, but I'm not comfortable going to the restaurant. I just want a jelly bean from a good old American company. Maybe. Where are they located? Where's Ferrara located out of?
Let me look and see. Man, you're making me do a lot of research.
I know. I have another question queued up that might be trickier to find, but...
Okay, here we go. Illinois.
Okay. So they are a nice...
Yeah, they are
America
type 100% American.
Okay, my next question. What is the distribution of this flavor?
What do you mean?
Like, is it just sold in America?
Oh, is it sold probably, anywhere else? I doubt it's... I mean, I don't know where you would find that, but... I'm assuming it is because it seems very, like, American-centric in the sense of, like, wow, there's flavors from, you know, the wild, crazy European countries and stuff. You know what I mean?
Like chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's my guess, but...
Yeah, it just feels like a real milquetoast international cuisine experience.
Okay, so... You want me to read some of the fun facts about jelly beans that Brock's has revealed to celebrate the launch of this new product?
You're asking a question I think you already know the answer to.
Okay. It would take approximately 16,894 Brock's jelly beans to line the Eiffel Tower in France from top to bottom. Oh my.
Wow.
Brock's makes approximately 15.9 million pounds of jelly beans per year, which is around 30 times the weight. I keep saying 30, and I don't know why. Okay. Which is around 35 times the weight of the Statue of Liberty in the United States.
But how many Eiffel Towers tall is it?
Didn't say.
How many jelly beans to a pound?
I don't know.
We could calculate. We could reverse engineer.
Well, they didn't say how many they make a year. They just said how many pounds.
Right, so that's what I mean. We figured how much, out how many how jelly much beans are in a pound. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Brock sells more than 2.5 billion jelly beans per year. If lined up end to end, that's enough to circle Mount Fuji in Japan approximately... How many times do you think? 2.5 billion jelly beans.
Oh my god.
How many times would they...
How many jelly beans was an Eiffel Tower? 16,000?
About 17,000 to line from top to bottom the Eiffel Tower.
Oh god. And there's billions with a B.
With a B. 2.5 billion jelly beans per year.
I have no idea what the circumference amount
for. Yeah, I know. That's the problem. Is how no...
I'm going to get... Hold on. I'm going to guess... I'm going to either be way too low or way too high. I feel like there's no in between here. I'm going to guess 113,000, give or take.
Times? To circle Mount Fuji.
With a billion jelly beans?
2.5 billion jelly beans to circle it.
Yeah, well, I don't know what...
Yeah, I know. That's way too high. 394 times.
Oh, I would have been... Even my lower guess was going to be like 10,000.
I wouldn't even know. I wouldn't have a way to like even begin to like...
Mount Fuji's pretty big around, it turns out.
Well, that's the thing is I don't know what the distance is. All right, here's the next one. Brock's has been Brock's has been marking the start of spring with its jelly beans for the past 114 years. Only 27 years after the construction began on La Sagrada Familia in Spain in 1882. And if I said it wrong, I apologize. Lo siento, as they would say.
Well, what is...
I think it's Lo siento.
Right, I know, but they could have just... I don't understand. So that it's they've picked basically... I mean, I assume it's a famous building in Spain, but there's a lot of famous buildings all around the world. So they just arbitrarily picked one, and they said 20... Like,
I don't know. Maybe that building is known for taking a long time to be made. All right, one more. To fill the Leaning Tower of Pisa in Italy, it would take approximately how many jelly beans? To fill the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
To fill it. But, like, are they counting... I assume there's, like, steps and stuff.
I'm assuming they would just... To fill the building from top to bottom. Are they just doing
the math of a cylinder, or just...
I mean, just how much it would take to fill the, like, the square footed, you know...
Okay, let's see. So, the Eiffel Tower is 17,000, but that's presumably just one straight line up of jelly beans. So, we'd want to multiply that by whatever the area... So, the area of a jelly... The area of the circle of the Leaning Tower of Pisa divided by... The area of a jelly bean multiplied by 17,000. That's what I would answer if only I knew the square foot area. Hold on.
Oh my God.
I'm going to look it up. I'm going to come up with a legitimate answer.
Okay.
Legitimate
while you're doing that, I'm going to finish the press release.
Okay.
There's not really much to it. Honestly, I realize now that after the end here, there was not much left. Throughout the entire spring season, fans can purchase the new Desserts of the World jelly beans for a limited time, alongside a delicious variety of Brock's classic jelly beans at grocery stores, drug stores, and mass market retailers nationwide. Oh, they also encourage us to share the fun times with Brock's jelly beans, you know, whether it's with friends, family, or loved ones, by posting on social media, tagging @BrocksCandy, and also for recipe inspiration, visit Brock's.com. And that's all I got for that one.
Okay. So I'm going to get a calculator. So there's the Leaning Tower of Pisa has 8 floors. The height of every floor from 2 to 8 is 10. So that'd be 70 feet. I'll just assume 80 feet tall, give or take, for all 8 floors. The internal diameter at the base is 7.368 meters. Oh, God, I gotta open up tabs and everything. This
is, Kitty, what you doing, little miss?
This would be 8 times.
Hi.
Pi r squared is the area of a circle.
Bro, don't even. I'm even if I knew, I would want you to try and figure it out on your own.
Well, it's just going to make us take longer.
That's what she said.
Area of circle.
What I love is you're going to do all this, and it's still going to be wildly off. Yeah. All this work just to be slightly less incredibly off. Oh, wait, did I close that press release? Shoot.
Well, you have
time. I remember what it was,
though. You have time to get back.
I remember. I found it. Oh, no, I didn't find it, but I found it in my mind's eye.
Okay, so it was 7.36.
The suspense.
Divided by 2. We square this. Where's the square button? Squared. Oh, we square times pi. Well, this is meters. God, what's meters to feet? Can you look up?
It's like not quite 3 feet or something. Yeah, it's a little bit more than 3 feet. It's 3.3 feet.
3.3 feet.
Okay. It's 3.28, but...
So then we multiply that by 80. No, I don't want to do that. I want to divide
it. This is so stupid.
So it's 140 square feet. Okay, so now I'm going to look up the area of a jelly. This is what it's all going to hinge on. If the internet doesn't have this particular stat...
I googled the volume and found an answer for the volume.
Of a jelly bean? Yeah, I know.
Of the Tower of Pisa.
I feel like I've calculated it. What did you come up with?
No, what did you come up with?
11,256.232.
Either this person's way off or you're way off, so I don't know. Go with your heart.
I'm going to go with mine. We don't know what Brox was using to calculate.
Well, I'm not talking about Brox. This is just...
Right, well, I know, but the answer that we get is going to depend on what Brox...
Oh, yeah. So. You don't trust the mathematicians at Brox?
No, I do. I'm just saying I don't trust the mathematicians on some website. Okay, here we go. Almost there. Almost got it. Let's paste. Damn it. Can't have more than 15 digits. 3.0043. All right, my official guess is 297,155,020 jelly beans.
Yeah, it said 3 billion.
3 billion?
Yeah, let me double check.
Hold on, I might know where the mistake happened.
Yeah, 3 billion.
Okay, hold on.
To fill the Leaning Tower of Pisa in Italy, that's the approximate amount it would take.
Okay, hold on.
You're not going to just...
No. I'm going to... It's going to work. Okay, I don't know what they did.
Okay, that's fine.
Because there was an internal diameter that I used initially to calculate. Sure. Oh, wait, hold on.
Oh, my God.
Wait. We're almost there.
You've said that before.
Yeah, I know. But this time, we'll see. Okay, nope, I don't know. I got whatever I said the first time, 200 million. This time I got 500 million or... So I don't know what gobbledygook numbers they're using, but...
Fake measurements.
Yeah, I can't get it to work out.
All right, let's for love of God, just dive into this.
Well, a lot of that will edit right out.
Yeah. Okay, so let's do... I'm just going to go left to right again. Chocolate macaron.
All right, where's this from?
Macaroni? No, I don't know. It doesn't say.
Well, they wouldn't want to give us too much culture, I guess.
Yeah. But, I mean, macarons are mostly French dish, I think? Pretty sure. Yeah, French. Man, I'm cultured as hell. All right. There we go.
Is the brown ones? You put so many.
Yeah. Get a lot of flavor.
One's enough. You put like 7 in your mouth and you didn't like it. And now you're chewing.
I guess that's chocolate macaroni.
I like it. I thought it was chocolate.
I thought it was very weak.
It was weak.
Yeah.
Like, it was fine. I had one and I thought this is nice. This is a nice chocolate flavor.
I'll just have one now. It's not good.
I like just
not bad. I'm going to give it a 2, but it's not good.
I'm going to give it a 3.5. I don't think chocolate is my favorite jelly bean flavor, but I thought it was good.
All right.
We're off kilter on this. We were all over the place on the jelly beans. Some were tart, not tart. None of them were sour. I think we all agree, but
I'm just getting taco truck flashbacks because Brock's did those too.
They did. That's why I got these, is because this is, I assume, the evolution of that lineup. But so we're doing the pink one now?
Yep. That's strawberry mochi. And again, I like mochis. Don't get me wrong. The strawberry. I'm not sure if that's my favorite go-to for that kind of snack. But here we go. Mmm. I rescind that. This is good.
I think one would be plenty.
I like the burst of flavor. It's a new strat.
I did like it because I think I could tell kind of where the, because like there's strawberry flavor, right? And I think I could tell where the mochi flavor was or what they were trying to
replicate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I like in a mochi because it's kind of nice, but I think I would have just preferred the strawberry, but these were good. I'm not saying they were bad.
Yeah.
I don't think this is the correct vehicle for the mochi
experience. I feel like a vanilla or something.
Vanilla would have been probably a better jelly bean
pick. But I liked it enough to give it a 3.5.
Yeah, I'm going to go 3, I think. But it was good.
All right. Looks like churro's basically next. We'll go with that. It's the speckled, like, light tan yellow. Oh, yeah. I think that's just churro from last year, from the taco truck.
It probably is, because why would they make a new one? Right. I thought I remembered it being more cinnamony. But it could also
You know what? You might be right, actually. Even so, regardless, this is pretty meh.
It kind of started that way. I kind of liked
I didn't dislike
it. If you chew on it for a while and let it linger, I feel like it was kind of had a nice slow cream. But I would have preferred more cinnamon.
Yeah.
It's also possible last year that just relative to the repulsiveness of some of the other taco trucks, that the churro was
a nice reprieve.
Yeah. So maybe it was overstated. How much we liked it.
Last year's, 3.5, 4 for that bag would be just like a 3-ish. Yeah,
definitely. Year. It's at least a half point.
Yeah.
Just based on what it was next to.
I think I'll give it I'm giving it 2.5.
I'm going to give it a 3.5. I wouldn't want to get, so I'll say with all these flavors so far, I wouldn't want to just grab a handful of these unless they were all the same color.
Yeah, for sure. That would be a mess.
Like, I wouldn't want to mix the churro with another one, but just on its own, it was just kind of a nice, relaxing sweetness without being an overwhelming flavor. I liked it.
I suppose. Okay, next, the Green Boys apple pie. This one I'm probably most curious about.
It'll be this one probably is where the cinnamon's going to live.
Maybe. Yep. You know what this reminds me of? The McDonald's apple pie.
Oh, I can see it.
That's my initial impression.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, it was good. It was interesting. It's not, I think when you said McDonald's apple pie, that gave me some context. For when I first put it in there, I thought this doesn't really taste like actual apple pie. But what's more American than McDonald's apple pie?
It is definitely got a cinnamon prevalence in there.
Yeah, I think it's more prevalent than the apple.
Well, yeah, it's weird because why have churros that generally often come in a cinnamon flavored, and then have a very cinnamony apple pie. Yeah. It feels like you're lessening one to strengthen the other, I guess.
Yeah, and to have such an understated apple on top of it, I feel like if they wanted to, they could have gone for like a tart apple flavor and made that the base instead of the cinnamon, and then maybe up the cinnamon on the churro to give it a little bit of extra oomph, like you said. But
that said, I really liked it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And by itself, it's definitely a 4 for me.
I think I'm going to go 3.5 on it. I just didn't get real apple pie vibes from it.
Interesting. All right. Last but not least, hopefully, lemon sorbet. Or sorbet for some. What country would this be? Probably, like, would this be the Italian?
I feel like sorbet would be.
Because they have those, like, you know, Italian ice cream things. Yeah. Okay. All right. Here we go. That's just lemon.
I disagree. I felt really? Like it had a... I admit I don't really know what sorbet tastes like, but there was definitely... Kind of like with the strawberry, like I could tell there was lemon, but I could tell there was also another thing that they were trying to tack on that I assume is the sorbetness of it.
I guess. For me, that was just a standard lemon jelly bean for me. Which is funny because I imagine like, honey, they got this thing called limon sorbet. You ever had a limon before? I never heard of that. Whereas, like, everybody's had lemon. Like,
yeah, I'm telling you, there's a...
Let me try one more.
Because there is lemon, but there's an undercurrent.
If anything, it just makes me think of, like, lemon-scented, like, air fresheners or sprays. Like, cleaning sprays.
Yeah, maybe. But it's not, like, it's not, like, just... Well, there's another chemical.
I really don't get it. I really don't get anything else out of it.
Interesting.
Pretty mid for me. I'm going to give it, like, 2.5.
I feel like going under 3 on all these is too low. It's going to be a 3 because I think I would have preferred just lemon. Whatever it is I'm tasting,
yeah.
I don't know that I liked it more than...
Maybe the issue for me is that coming from that Welch's bag, which had very authentic taste for the different fruits, this just feels fake.
I do want to say very authentic Welch's.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. I don't mean like this tastes just like a grape, but like it nails that... flavor you think of when you think of a Welch's branded whatever. Yeah. And this feels a little more artificial to me. So maybe it's just a poor timing on our part for this bag. I don't know.
They're not fruits. They're
I know, but I'm saying for what they're going for, I feel it doesn't nail it as much. Which honestly I think is just a Brock's problem. I feel like every time we have their jelly beans they're just either okay to bad.
Well, we'll put aside the food truck ones because I think surely those were intentionally bad.
They made a ground beef
jelly bean. There's no way they were in a...
I know it sounds weird to say. I think you can make a good tasting ground beef jelly bean. I legitimately think you can. And they blew it.
I don't think... Like, even if you could make a flavor that was passable at ground beef, I'm just going to say that a jelly bean... is not the medium.
It's not, but
for ground beef savory flavor, and there's a top, a ceiling of a 3 maybe for a ground beef jelly bean in my eyes.
Frankfurt, you heard the call. Do what Brock's couldn't. Make the best dang ground beef jelly bean ever, which is a low bar to clear.
I don't know if we're. Oh, let me. I don't know if we follow Frankfurt on Twitter, but I'm going to... If we don't, we're going to right now. And then we're going to call him out. We're going to challenge him.
Oh, before we lose ourselves here, what would you rate the bag? We rated all the flavors.
I think if I was just snacking, I might even prefer these over the Welch, but I think I gave a 4, but I think it's also going to be a 4. But it's 4A on this one, 4B on Welch's.
There's some highs and lows for me. I'm going to give it a 2.75 for the whole bag. I feel weird giving it a 3 because I don't know if I enjoyed it enough to make it to 3 territory. But thank God they were all edible. I wasn't grossed out by all of them, like the taco bag from last year. So hey, good for Brock's for being at least acceptable.
Yeah, they certainly weren't repulsive. We didn't have to spit any of them out, which is a step up from whatever
they're doing. Baby steps, I guess, right?
We are following Frankfurt. I think the Krabby Patty gummies are the Easter brand ones are like colorful ones. I think they're different than the ones we have.
Well, we'll save those for the gummy episode.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's put these away. Now we're moving on to the Rice Krispies Marshmallow Candy Bunny, again from Frankfurt. This treat combines original Rice Krispies cereal with milk chocolate and a rabbit shape for a tasty, crispy, and crunchy Easter treat. Wait, no, I read the wrong one. Never mind. Hold on. I was wondering why it said milk chocolate. This treat combines creamy marshmallow-flavored candy with original Rice Krispies cereal in a rabbit shape for a crispy, crunchy treat. And then the rest is just about where you can buy it.
Yeah.
Not much on the back. It just reiterates made with Rice Krispies and marshmallow candy. And yeah, that's it. It's very straightforward to the point. I feel like they could have done a little more with the back. Maybe added something...
Yeah, like a little fun game or something.
Or like a little maze, you know, like pop they do. Out thing. Like cereal does.
Yeah.
Which makes sense because it's Rice Krispies. When I smell it, it smells like white chocolate to me.
Oh, we'll see it.
It's definitely got that kind of like lighter vanilla, something like that.
So. Yeah, I think the vanilla is what I'm getting more than the white chocolate.
All right, well, let's take a couple bites and give our thoughts. I loved it. This is like, okay, so first off, I love white chocolate. And this is like white chocolate adjacent because it does have a marshmallow flavoring to it, but it's still in that white chocolate sphere, I would say. And honestly, I think I really like Frankfurt's milk chocolates and all that. So I love the flavor a lot. And I like the Rice Krispie crunchiness that you get mixed in there. It's not too, it's not overly crunchy. It's not like filled to the brim with Rice Krispie pieces in it, but enough you're getting some every bite. I could destroy this thing so quick. I loved it. I'm giving it a 5. Boom. I loved it. I'm not joking. I loved it.
Oh, no. I figured you would. That's why I wanted you to go first. I knew what you were going to give it.
Why? Am I that predictable when it comes to this kind of thing? Or?
I mean, it was pretty predictable because it tasted like white chocolate.
Yeah.
Which, as you've said a number of times,
yeah,
you really
like. It's my jam.
And, you know, you toss out fives like...
I do
like
not.
Basically every episode there's a 5.
When's the last time I did a 5?
Not the Bean Boozled episode, mm-hmm. but the one before it.
What did I get? Wait, what was before? Wait, what was...
The unicorn ice cream.
Well, that was a... Come on, that was a... You gave it a 5, I think.
I did, but yeah. I'm just saying...
What am I supposed to not give it a 5 just to avoid...
Okay, hold on. I'll look back at the latest episodes.
I don't give them out like candy, though. I don't... I'm sorry. I have joy in my life, and I can have fun with things.
We're not here to have fun. We're here to...
Well, the last... The well, freaking... The Desserts of the World one. I was lower than you.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just... One day.
What else is there? What fault could I have for it? The size is great. The density is awesome. I love the design of the rabbit on it. It's got a little holding leg at the bottom. Like, there's nothing else it could do. There's nothing else. There's no faults I can find with it. It snap crackled and popped its way into my heart. All right, go ahead. Tell me what's wrong with it. Ruin it for me. Go ahead.
Well, so I said I don't think I like Frankfurt milk chocolate for right. sure. Their white chocolate I think is good because I mean it's white chocolate. I don't think it's... If I have Hershey's milk chocolate and Frankfurt milk chocolate, I think there's a difference, and I think Hershey's is better. For example, I don't necessarily get that with the white chocolate. I did look at the ingredients because when I took a bite into it, like it smelled kind of vanilla-y.
Yeah.
And when I took a bite into it, I was just like, oh, this is just like white chocolate. And it says there's a white coating. Which I don't know, maybe that's where the vanilla kind of comes in. And I don't love white chocolate as much as you do, certainly. But then right. once, like, yeah, I was chewing on it for a little bit and I got the Rice Krispies in there, I was I just thought, oh, this is like a Rice Krispie treat.
Yeah.
It really gave that vibe. I think I would like more Rice Krispies to chocolate ratio, but that's just a personal preference.
I thought about that, but then it's like, if you go a little too far into it, then it's too much. And I think I prefer, especially for like an Easter bunny treat, to make sure it still has plenty of whatever the base, whether it's milk chocolate, dark chocolate, white chocolate, whatever.
Yeah, but okay. It's really just, I think I like the Rice Krispies treat flavor more than the white chocolate flavor. But yeah, it was good. I would give it a 4.5, I think.
There we go.
I would also eat this pretty quick.
A regular person's 5.
but while we're on the topic of bunnies and how fast... They're eaten. I mentioned this yesterday to you, but now we're on a podcast, so I'm going to say it again. At work, I have a reputation as having a bit of a sweet tooth. And somebody came in, they had a chocolate bunny, and they were trying to get rid of it. And then somebody just said, like, oh, we'll give it to Billy. He'll take it. So I said, hey, Billy, do you want it? I said, yeah. And then I took it. And then we were having a Zoom call, a meeting, as they call them, in the office.
In the biz. Place.
Yeah. And I just on camera, and I just like bit the ears, which I think is a perfectly ordinary way to eat a chocolate bunny. But then multiple people were like, "Oh my god, you just bit right into it."
Yeah.
And I genuinely didn't know there was another way to eat a chocolate
There's
bunny.
There's not.
So I just was like, "Well,
it's like the Seinfeld episode where George is eating the Snickers."
Yeah.
With a knife and fork.
Well, that's what they said they would do is they would take like a knife and then break off chunks.
Why?
Because they're afraid of breaking a tooth, I think.
That makes no sense. You're still biting into the same...
Yeah.
Like,
and then also, I'm going to say, when you're eating candy, there's ways that you can bite into it, depending on what the candy... Like, if I have hard candy...
Oh, well, yeah.
I can crunch into... But you don't, like, put it... like on the crown of your teeth.
You kind of grind it down.
Yeah, or you use the sharp edges and just kind of chip it off.
Yeah, yeah. You work your way into it. You don't just crunch.
Or
yeah.
if I'm eating a chocolate bunny, I'm not going to like jam my front teeth into it and then like a bottle opener.
Right, right.
Yeah. I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to get a bite and then I'm going to, you know, work it off.
Are these coworkers from a...
they're older than I am.
Upper middle class background.
I don't know how
everybody. I don't know if they grew up in the thick of it like.
I think all of the people that work around me are at least today comfortably middle class.
They don't know what it's like. They're too distant from the reality.
They didn't even have knives and forks when I was growing up.
They have Matilda come in and cut it for them and feed it to them.
No, that would be a whole different vibe that I would have to do. But it's just...
That's weird, though. I've never heard of somebody eating it any other way.
But now, I mean, there are ways. And if you are someone like that and you want to experience the joy of just eating a chocolate bunny like a kid again, be a little careful. Don't put all of the pressure on your teeth. You know, take advantage of physics and leverage and try to just break off chunks and...
Give your servants a day off. Do it yourself.
Yeah, and then of course if you're listening and you work with me and you perhaps eat your chocolate bunnies with a knife and a fork, just know that I'm not being critical.
I don't like you. You seem like the worst kind of person that I would not want to associate with outside of being paid hourly for it.
I was just merely surprised that
that wasn't what you were saying yesterday, buddy. You were naming names. And
I was not. I didn't name
any. Made fun of their physical appearance, which seemed a little bit below the belt. You know, that's neither here nor there. He's flustered.
Well,
the truth is hard to hide when you're being recorded, I tell you.
Well, you can't see my face.
Describe it. It's flush red. Just, I think there's hot tears of anger pouring out now because I've exposed
Because of your lies.
We have fun.
But no, it was odd, I thought.
Yeah.
So both of us here today just popped in our mouth.
Didn't even think twice about it.
You start on ears.
You start at the ears.
Yeah.
You don't go feet first.
Because the feet are thick. Like
You're holding with.
Yeah. Like I wouldn't bite off the feet. That, you know.
You work your way down and then at the end,
If you need tips on how to eat candies, you can just talk to us. We're experts.
And I can see from right here, the ears are thinner. The body is thicker.
The other bunny, it is a little... This is a thin bunny. This is the other one's probably half an inch.
That's usually the way it goes, though.
Yeah, yeah. I think I've always been an ear guy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I used to... This one, it doesn't apply, nor on the one that I received. But I love the bunnies that have like a little icing carrot.
That's
a nice little treat.
You don't see those very often.
You don't. But they're probably more expensive to manufacture. They're worth it. They got taken down.
Well, on to our drinks for the evening.
Yeah.
Up next, we'll do the Pepsi crossover with Peeps.
Peepsy,
as it should be called. Have been named. So give us a second. We'll grab those, and then we'll do the press release and take a sip.
Yeah.
Hi. Sorry, I had to walk over here. Yeah. Let me call back out, too. Yeah. All right, we got to do our work. Got to make a big money.
We're up to $7.18.
Okay, so next we have Pepsi Peeps. It's got a very yellow can, honestly, initially, it makes me always think of Yoo-Hoo at first.
That's a good point, because it's blue. It would have been cool if they had, because Peeps to me are yellow,
and pink,
and blue.
Yeah.
So they could have done, in the 10-pack, they could have mixed up the can colors.
Oh, or... They could have kept it, they could have done those colors for, the Pepsi, but they wouldn't want to mess with
the
logo.
Yeah, the logo, I think, is stuck.
Speaking of logo, did you see where they're bringing back the old-style logo, where it's like this, but with Pepsi, the word Pepsi in the center?
No.
Yeah. They're celebrating some anniversary or something, I think.
Oh, yeah. And then, so we talked about Peepsy as being the possible name. My theory is, because that one's pretty obvious, I think. My personal theory is that they weren't able or willing... But both companies involve Pepsi and just they probably were not willing to
sacrifice.
Because Pepsi wouldn't want to give up turning Pepsi into Peepsy. They're basically turning into a Peeps drink.
Right.
And then Peeps wouldn't want to put the C on the end because that turns into a Pepsi thing. So they probably they said Pepsi Peeps and they went with it.
Still disappointing though because I love calling it Peepsy.
Yeah, I definitely call it Peepsy every time.
Okay, here's the press release. I think Pepsi did this one, so it'll be, you know, I don't. They're not as pretentious as Coke, for example, but they still know how to talk a big game, if you will.
Before we go too far, also, I did look back. I thought it was Coke for some reason, but it was Pepsi that did the s'mores things.
Yes.
So if this marshmallow is anything like that marshmallow, it'll be a little scary.
I'm expecting just a more sweet Pepsi. Oh man. You know what you're going to love what's in this one.
I'm sure I will. I can't wait to hear how Pepsi has always brought in not only spring but every season with the ice cold refreshing taste of Pepsi Cola.
Well,
and how Peeps is the iconic Easter brand that fans have been clamoring for a reunion and we can finally bring it to them.
There's also some
NFTs.
There's some digital elements here. Not NFTs, but of course, there's always digital stuff. You'll see. Okay. So when you see Pepsi X Peeps, do you say cross or X?
I just say...
Because I see it's got the X, like a little cross.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming it means cross. Pepsi Cross Peeps. Get back together to unveil the iconic limited edition marshmallow cola on store shelves just in time for spring.
Wait, read that again. Did it say bring back?
Yeah.
This was here before?
Well, they did. They didn't do it where you could buy it, but they did like a giveaway thing. It was kind of like the s'mores thing where you could win it or something, but there was no like actual way to just buy it either online or in person. But this is the first time it's commercially available, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
The sensational cola treat is back by popular demand and available now nationwide with augmented reality egg hunt experience unlocking epic prizes for fans.
Is it too late?
We'll find out. The partnership that broke the internet in 2021 is back. And the marshmallow-flavored cola is now available at retail for the first time ever. So there you go.
I remember having internet for most of 2021, so it must have been broken for a very small window of time.
Yeah, I don't know. They always, you know, it could have been five people, and they'd be like, the internet was going crazy.
Yeah. I mean, we would if we had five people.
Oh, here we go. Here's some deets about it. 2 years ago, Pepsi Cross Peeps made its unforgettable debut, becoming one of the most talked-about collaborations and pop culture moments of the year. Look, 2021 was, you know, a pandemic year, so whatever, I'll allow it.
Yeah, yeah.
God. Pepsi Cross Peeps trended everywhere from Twitter to late night TV and was even sold for hundreds of dollars on the secondary market, eBay. The highly anticipated drop, only available for 3,000 fans at the time, intrigued cola drinkers everywhere and drove consumer demand. Which is why it's back. Why I added that part. Which is why Peeps, or I hate this. Which is why Pepsi X, or Cross Peeps, have decided to make their relationship status official and deliver the sweet treat to retail shelves nationwide.
Okay.
Oh, God, there's so much. I'm not going to read all of this. Basically, it combines the refreshing taste of Pepsi Cola with the classic sweet Peeps marshmallow flavor consumers know and love. Here's a quote. Here we go.
Is it Todd Kaplan?
Nope. Caitlin Miola, who is the what for the brand of Pepsi. It's one word, actually.
Is it a real word?
Yeah. It's just a very, like, a straightforward...
Marketer?
Director. It says director, brand Pepsi. We couldn't be more excited to reignite our partnership with Peeps, bringing two iconic brands back together after the frenzy of consumer interest in 2021. The collaboration is truly unparalleled, a delicious and refreshing treat celebrated by two loyal fan bases that brings unapologetic enjoyment to Pepsi and Peeps lovers all over the country. Since only a few fans were able to get their hands on the coveted cans last time, we're thrilled to give everyone across the country the chance to indulge in Pepsi Cross Peeps this time around. There's also, they're leveraging Snapchat's innovative augmented reality technology to send fans on a virtual egg hunt for a chance to unlock prizes, including a spring trip for two and exclusive merch. All you have to do is scan the can or bottle with the co-branded AR lens to unlock a secret code to find out instantly if they've won a prize.
Wait, with a co-branded AR, do you have to buy a...
No. To access the Snapchat lens experience, find products in stores, head to the brand's social channels. There's another quote, but that's just all about like, oh man, this is so cool. This is from Peeps though. We'll see what they have to say actually. The Peeps brand is always looking for new and exciting ways to bring our delicious marshmallow flavor to fans. Also, I mean, like, Peeps are fine, but I don't know if I'd say delicious. Anyway, and the partnership with Pepsi is truly a groundbreaking way for them to express their Peepsonality. After the astonishingly positive response from our fans to the first Pepsi Cross Peeps collaboration, we are thrilled to bring back the offering just in time for spring. Said Peeps, blank blank, Caitlin Servian. Another very straightforward, basic one.
Just blank blank. Marketing director?
Brand manager. Oh. I know. Okay, so contest is going through April 17th, so we can still play.
I'm trying to look how to do it.
Oh, you have to scan a code, right?
Yeah, but it said it had to be...
Maybe it's on the box.
Use Snapchat lens. Do you have Snapchat?
I have Snapchat.
Pop it open.
Okay, what do I do?
It says, I think you just scan it on Snapchat.
Scan the can?
Use special lens to scan any can of Pepsi.
Oh, I found a Batman one. Hold on.
Your 8-digit code will be revealed. And then there's a link.
The Office.
What are you doing?
I'm just playing with Snapchat. Oh.
You doing like filters and stuff?
Yeah. Do my teeth look like that? No, I think it's the filter. Okay, no, they look normal now. Oh, man. I'm a pretty lady. Why is it blurry? No. Dang, I look good as a woman. Look at that. Look how good I look. Come on. You wouldn't ask me out?
I'm married, so I don't...
I'm not saying married you. I'm talking about... Oh, this is not like this. Oh, that's a good Pixar. I don't see anything with peeps here.
Well, you just scan the can.
Oh, I scanned the can?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I had to... Okay. You sure it's the can?
It said any can, and you get a code.
Okay. How do I scan? We have several cans. Where'd it go? There was a scan option. Here we go.
I wonder if there... Maybe there's, we can just get codes from the internet. Sent you the link that you plug it all into.
Are you sure there's not a code on the...
No, I'm not.
Because they wouldn't have the individual cans. That would be such a...
Well, I don't think that the can has it. I think you just scan it and then it generates a code automatically.
There's nothing on the box either that I can see. Oh, wait. No, there's a barcode, that's it. Are you doing a little mess? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, you can enter for a chance to win here, yeah. But I don't... Oh, there's a code in the bottom of the can. Is that it?
What? Oh, my God.
I'm going to try it.
Might be too long.
No, it says 8 or 10.
Yeah, mine... I don't know. I have 11 on mine. I don't know.
Yeah, it wasn't... That's not it. That's the 0 is not part of it. Yeah, I don't know. I give up.
Okay, well...
Anyway, these are... Let's... I think we should just...
Crack them
table
open.
That. Yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
It smells like Pepsi, but with something else.
I get a marshmallowness.
A little bit, yeah. All right. You all right?
I don't know. The carbonation on this is
pretty intense.
Going down funny. Oh, man. I thought I had one, but I didn't.
Okay, anyway. Who's going first?
You can go.
Okay. So, my initial takeaway is that I wish this is what the marshmallow Pepsi was for the s'mores.
Is it not?
I think it's a little more marshmallowy. I think a little bit more.
I get...
Like, not a lot more, but I do think it's a little, like... It's got a little more sweetness, and there's a little more marshmallowiness there.
There's
enough something. That I feel confident that it's more marshmallow Pepsi... Than the marshmallow Pepsi from that set.
Yeah, I mean, we can never go back to know because that was just, we had one can. My instinct says that you're right because there's definitely an aftertaste that's distinct.
This doesn't just taste like Pepsi.
Yeah, but I don't know that it tastes like Peeps. I also don't know that it tastes like marshmallow. It's something, though.
Let's do another. Let's go back to the well.
Yeah, it's not... That's not like any marshmallow I've ever had.
It's very... Well, the thing with Peeps, honestly, it's not like Peeps have a lot of flavor anyway, I think.
No.
Unless you get, like, the different offshoots. Like, I saw there's, like, a Hot Tamales one or something.
It's so subtle.
Oh, but, have you had it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Hot Tamales.
So, like... God. I think even starting with Peeps as an extra element, it's going to be hard to have it pop versus the Pepsi flavor. But I think it's a little sweeter, and I think there is enough of a marshmallow flavor that I can discern it from regular Pepsi. And definitely more so, I think, than the one that was in the s'more set, just because I think that one was so slight.
Yeah, I think that one...
It was just not basically good. Pepsi.
Oh, God. There it was.
Yeah, it's... I had these little, you know, opening acts, and then they're fine, and that was... Okay. It's good. I don't know. I'm a little suspect of the clamoring that Pepsi is claiming is
going on. The internet was broken. 2021. You heard it.
You know, there was, you know, 2020 was COVID. 2021 was you heard it Pepsi from... cross peeps.
Yeah. The most infectious flavor.
And this was made in a lab.
Yes. The Pepsi flavor labs, whatever they call them.
Yeah.
I don't think I liked it.
How come?
Because I just don't. Because the thing.
Are you a Pepsi person? I guess to start with.
I can drink Pepsi. I have Diet Pepsi sometimes, and I think you know it's fun. Because I agree with all the things that you're saying until it gets to it tastes more like marshmallow because it's sweeter.
Well,
it's distinct from Pepsi, and there is another flavor. But to me, it also doesn't taste like Peeps marshmallow.
In comparison to the other one, is what I'm saying. If I tried to identify this without knowing what it was, let me try another sip. I don't know if I could get to marshmallow.
I would not get to marshmallow.
But knowing it's marshmallow, I can see it or taste it, I guess. But it's definitely still a lighter part of the flavor experience, or whatever you want to call it. But still, even more so than what we've had before in the marshmallow drink realm. So I don't want to imply that it's heavily marshmallow flavored. There, you're going to be like, oh my god, it's like drinking a marshmallow with Pepsi in it. Not quite there, but it does a better job than the s'more set.
Although honestly, you know, now that you say that,
oh boy,
I think the other way around would have worked so much better. There's candy that's cola flavored all the time.
So like Pepsi flavored Peeps.
Yeah. That, I think,
I bet they'll do that next. Work. I bet they do that next.
This doesn't. It just tastes like there's a chemical in my Pepsi.
Well, the thing is with Pepsi, it's so sweet already. Trying to double up on that with something else that's also known for just being a vessel for sugar.
Yeah, and also all the dark colas tend to have a pretty strong flavor. So when you add a flavor to it, even like a fruit flavor, it's not like it becomes a cherry thing. It's still Pepsi.
It's cherry. But with Coke cherry. Or wild cherry. Yeah. Pepsi,
And with marshmallow, marshmallow is kind of a subtle flavor. Peeps marshmallow, certainly. But even marshmallow, it's not like, you know, it's punching you in the taste buds or anything.
No.
So I just don't know how you can make it fit into a cola without it tasting off, which this does to me.
I don't know if it tastes off. It's just different. Whether that's good or bad depends on the person drinking it. But I'm not going to, I don't think I'll give it much more than I'll give it a 3. I liked it, but I like Pepsi. Mm-hmm. So I always just enjoy trying new Pepsis anyway. If I had to go back to quarters, I might do 2.75. That's fine. I would drink it again if it was available and nothing else was, kind of a thing.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a 2.
Dang. All right. Anything else to add to it?
No.
Okay.
I think.
Unusually reserved on this one, but I mean, sometimes it's just like you don't have much to say. Like, what else is there? Without you know, droning on and repeating yourself.
It's really just going to come down to whether you like the aftertaste.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we've got one more item left.
And apparently, a lot of people did.
What?
Apparently, a lot of people did like the aftertaste.
So the last thing we have is
actually real quick. It's not a Pepsi thing, but when I was buying these, I saw these in a store. It was actually when I bought the Brock's jelly beans, but that doesn't matter. On the shelf next to Pepsi Peeps in a CVS pharmacy, I took a picture and I sent it to you. There was the previous, not the current Coca-Cola Creations, which is Move. There was one of the previous one that we had tried.
Oh, the terrible one.
Yeah. That was still on the shelves.
Was it Bite?
No, Bite was earlier. Bite, it was Dream World, maybe.
Dream World was like the first one.
No, Space was.
Wait, which one's the really bad one?
Hold on, let me look.
Okay, the first one was Space, which was like the weird.
What was the name of it?
There's
It wasn't Coca-Cola Space. It was.
Yeah, it was something like that, right?
Maybe. Okay, so it was in the store. I pulled up the picture just to verify. It was Dreamworld that we saw. So I think this was the previous one. But it's still there. Then there are multiple boxes on the shelves. Yeah. And it's got like a buy some, get some free thing on
it. Sure.
They are trying to offload these and nobody wants them because they're repulsive.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola. I feel vindicated seeing this in the store because they're saying in their press releases, we're getting all this fan engagement. This is great. This is everything that Coca-Cola marketing has ever wanted. But it's not. They're bad. They're bad drinks. Just make better drinks.
Or make less of them if they are bad.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, my God. So that's all I wanted to call out. Is okay. That if nothing else, I'm sure Pepsi and Peeps is not going to be on the shelves 3 to 6 months from now. Because
no,
people
aren't
willing to buy them.
I've not seen it very often anyway as is. But I will say, I think just the appeal and the brand recognition of Pepsi and Peeps is much stronger than an original creation that you have no idea like what it's going to taste like or reference point. So even though this is something you're not crazy about, I don't think it's particularly great. I think it'll still do well just because there's an inherent interest. I don't think it would be something that if it was available year round would sell out. But I think keeping it out for a few months and then being like, all right, see ya. Yeah. It'll sell well enough.
And I could at least see a world where somebody does really like this, mm-hmm. as opposed to Dreamworld, which literally every person I gave it to was like, oh, this is disgusting.
It was terrible.
And it was a tiny little can. They all got dumped out.
Yeah, you couldn't even finish one of these little mini cans. Okay.
Yeah, anyway.
So, okay, one more item. I think it'll be fun. I don't know how it'll taste.
It'll be fun to make them.
So we got the Peeps Milkshake Kit. It has everything needed to make a marshmallow-flavored milkshake, including the mix, sprinkles, a glass jar, and a plastic straw. They're available nationwide at Walmart and Targets. The glass jar is nice. I like it. It's got a cute decoration on it. I'll use that.
You know what I was thinking is that no matter what this tastes like, there's a non-zero chance I buy another one to get the cup because I saw them in there. They're real cute.
Yeah, they are nice. So we're gonna make those real quick. Billy brought his blender and some ice. I forgot to make ice because I forgot that was part of the process. I've got the whipped cream here. We're all good to go. So we're going to whip those up. Probably just take a couple minutes or whatever, and then we'll come back and give them a taste and let you know what we think.
Let's do it.
And yeah, there's nothing in the press release here about it other than, hey, it's a kit. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Oh, God.
I know. We're like Rick and Morty here.
It was not even that. I mean, I had the
mouth. Drink like this much of like a little ass can. Watch out, Key's behind you. She's a-coming. We're back. We had an adventure in the kitchen.
We did, and we'll share it eventually.
This looks good, though.
It does look good. It looks real cute. It smelled good.
Mm-hmm.
I did cheat a little bit earlier because I was trying to see if there was an ice in mm-hmm. the blender and I licked my finger.
Yeah. Rookie mistake. I don't know what happened there.
But it, I mean, here's a spoiler. I think this is going
to
be good.
Well, one way to find out.
There is indeed.
All right. Sippy town. Oh, God damn it.
There's a straw.
No, I went to do this, but like they rolled off.
Oh, I told you overfilled it. Is there a big pile?
No. I just don't know where they went.
Well, they'll vacuum up. If it was just the sprinkles, I thought you spilled milkshake on
yourself. No, no.
Can't get anything out of my straw.
What is that flavor? Like
it, I think it's kind of the same thing that was in the Pepsi. Outside of the cold environment, I don't mind it as much. It kind of reminds me of when you get like a s'mores flavored blizzard or something. That artificially marshmallow. Maybe that is the marshmallow taste. Maybe I was too harsh on Pepsi Peeps. But in a milkshake form, I don't mind it. No, Don, I've had enough.
Okay.
So, the marshmallowiness, I do think, was similar to what was in the Pepsi.
Yeah.
In this form, I found it more palatable than the Pepsi itself, or what was in the Pepsi Peeps.
Yeah.
So, I didn't mind it as much. I felt that it was a good milkshake experience. I love the mugs.
Mugs are awesome. They're the best part of the kit.
They are.
Nice handle, cute peep design all the way around.
Yep. And they're just genuinely nice drinking mugs.
Mm-hmm. They've got you can tell that they have you can screw on a lid,
mm-hmm.
which is nice.
Yep. It's got
nice straw with it. Cute straw.
Cute straw. It's got sprinkles.
Mm-hmm.
The whipped cream didn't come with it, but it was encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
I think overall, there may have been a way that they made the flavor of this better, but for an Easter experience, I feel like this is a 5.
Really?
I don't, like the flavor, not a 5. But
okay,
if I'm a kid.
Oh yeah, as a kid, this would be awesome.
And even as an adult, I love the mugs. Like it was fun to blend them up and everything. Like I just feel like this is the perfect Easter basket accessory.
I do think it would be really cool.
Yeah.
To do with a family, with some kids and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll rate it separately. Experience-wise, yeah, I would say 5. Flavor-wise, though, I just don't think marshmallow is a very strong flavor for anything, as I'm learning. The more I try marshmallow stuff.
It's hard to make an artificial marshmallow.
Well, it just, and I think marshmallow itself, while it has a distinct taste, it's not a strong one.
Mm-hmm.
So like when you're having s'mores, you'll taste marshmallow in it, but really you're tasting mostly graham cracker and chocolate.
Yeah, unless you get a nice char.
Or it's a huge char. Yeah. So when you mix it with like a cola or even a milkshake, it still tastes more like a vanilla shake with an extra little mm-hmm. flavoring to it, which isn't bad. It's still good. It's a good shake. But I just don't think marshmallow can... It's not something that can be blank flavored whatever. It's something where it's blank with marshmallow.
Yeah.
I think ultimately is what I'm
Or just towards. Actually have marshmallows in it.
Yeah.
Like if this was a vanilla powder, but with little, instead of sprinkles, little marshmallow chunks.
Yeah.
That could be good.
So I'm going to give it on a flavor rating a 3. I think it's solid. I enjoyed the milkshake. But yeah, presentation wise and everything as an experience. Kids will enjoy it. Like, come on. It's got kids sugar in it. They'll love it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a 5 on that scale though. The Easter experience scale.
I would give the shake on its own maybe a 3.5 or 3.75, because it's got fun colors because of the sprinkles.
And true.
I like a lot of things about this. I wish it tasted a little bit better, but it doesn't taste bad.
Right.
And this mug is incredible. This mug on its own is a 5. If they just sold little Peeps mug, because they're also, say we want about Peeps, but when you put them on a mug like this, these are adorable.
Yeah. And the fact that each Peep's a different color,
mm-hmm.
there's like blue, you know, purple and pink.
Yeah.
No yellow, surprisingly.
That is a little surprising. But they have yellow.
But I think it's because of the outline, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm very pleased.
I'm going to change it to a 3.25 for the shake. Because I'm sucking it down, so
yeah,
it's got to be enjoyable enough. That
I still have Pepsi Peeps here.
Yeah. This shake's going to be gone before the Peeps Pepsi's drink. I have like half a can left.
Yeah.
Okay, we should wrap it up. We've been here quite a while.
Well, happy Easter.
Yeah, enjoy it with family and friends if you do. And if not, no worries. Just enjoy a nice weekend.
Yeah, you know what I was thinking was I was going to buy another one of these to try, to one, to get another mug, but also some masking to try. And I was thinking, oh my God, I got to get to a Walmart. I've got to go on my way home. But Easter's not for another week as we're recording it.
Well, so it's a week from today.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying I don't have to drive home to get it in the clearance section before that. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this, though. I was a Kroger. I haven't had a Cadbury egg all year. I was like, I'm going to get some. I was in the store because I usually do pickup orders, but I actually went and you know, perused the aisles and all that. They were out of the regular ones. They had the chocolate ones, like the chocolate filling.
Oh, man.
Yeah, forget that. I bought an Oreo egg to try it, and it was just like, you know, egg shell and then like...
cookies and cream chocolate?
Like a filling that was a little more solid. Yeah, it was fine, but no Cadbury egg, which is my favorite candy, I think, ever. So I'm a little distraught that I haven't gotten one yet.
You still have time, I believe.
I'm sure if I went to a Walmart or something now,
I'd find it. Easter miracle.
But yeah, I'm not saying I don't know. It took me a minute to find these, so I don't know how widely available they are.
Yeah.
Overall, because they take up a lot of space and stuff. And
yeah, with the thing.
So I'm sure if you did your due diligence, you could find it, but it may not be as easy as just stopping by your local
store. Maybe I'll order store. One.
Yeah. Well, I initially got these for pickup at Target online, but they were out, and so they offered to ship them for free.
Okay.
Yeah. So that worked for me.
Yeah, these were great. But we're past these.
Yeah,
these are fine. So happy Easter. And
thanks for listening.
Yeah. Follow us on social media. Speaking of social media, on Twitter, I had posted some time ago, actually, when I started being more active on Twitter, one of the pizza places had put out something about pineapple and pizza, and I said something to the effect of like if you're a fan, comment if you're not. And based on the distribution, literally 100% of people like pineapple on their pizza. So thank you for speaking your mind and agreeing with me.
The one you gamed it.
How did I game it?
It's easier to like than leave a comment. So usually, what you do is like or retweet.
That would have been smarter.
Mm-hmm.
Because then we got retweets on it. But you know what? Doesn't matter. We got one like.
Nope.
Which...
this is a faulty study. All right,
we'll redo it.
This is like saying... never mind. I was going to get... never mind. But you... there's holes in this.
For those of you that made it to the end, you're dedicated fans. Surely you'll... if you're not already following us on Twitter, which you should, and Facebook and Instagram at Prizes Inside, you can find the companion tweet to this episode, which will be a re-asking of the question about pineapple on pizza, and give your thoughts via like or retweet. I don't know if you're intentionally trying to... well, you are now. But every time you crunch that ice, this mic is going to pick it up.
I know.
It's already 2 hours and 15
minutes. 3.5. Before the episode's over, I'm going to give it a 4. It's pretty good.
It is. I mean, it is. I agree. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Prizes Inside. Send us an email, prizesinside@gmail.com.
I put the glass down, too, just to see.
I know.
I'm chaotic right now.
Okay, you do it. I'm not... you tell us where they can find them.
All right, find us on social media. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Handle is @prizesinside. That's prizes, plural, inside. You can email us with your comments, questions, concerns, suggestions, anything, all of the above, or none of the above. Maybe you just want to send us a picture. That's fine. It's prizesinside@gmail.com. We're also on YouTube.
We're at Prizes Inside, I think, also on YouTube.
Right? I think I fixed that. If not, whatever. But you can find us on YouTube. And that's pretty much all the places you can find us. And of course, you know, on all your favorite streaming services for podcasts.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, and give us a follow, subscription. A follow, like, comment, subscribe. Well, you know, if you hadn't have been crunching while I was trying to talk, you could have spaced it out over the next hour or so.
I know, but I'm not like that. I usually down it. Anyway, okay, let's get out of here.
Yeah, happy Easter. Thanks for listening. I'm Billy.
I'm Jeff.
And Prizes Inside.
And Prizes Inside?
Yeah, this has been Prizes Inside.
But you said and Prizes Inside.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to just to convey that we've been here a long time and we're just trying to wrap things up quick. I did a truncated version. We'll do it again. I'm Billy.
I'm Jeff.
And this has been Prizes Inside.
See, that feels right.
We are open different. We'll close different. Prizes Inside. See? Everybody.
Jazz hands.
Thank you.